The pink bollworm used to be the bane of cotton farmers, but you won't find any of these tiny caterpillars in cotton fields today. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says this is the last year it's checking fields before it'll officially declare the pest eradicated.
And that's partly thanks to a USDA facility in Phoenix that mass-produced sterile bollworm moths and released them into the fields, reducing population. As the show's Annika Klein reports, it's the only facility of its kind, and it's now setting its sights on doing the same with a new pest, the navel orange worm.
You might be thinking the navel orange worm is a threat to the citrus industry.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's Ian Davis, the director of the Pink Bollworm Rearing Facility.
It's not particularly a pest of concern to the citrus industry.
This caterpillar is wreaking havoc on the nut industry, maturing inside the shells and eating the nut meat. When they become moths, they're not a threat anymore. That's why growers are interested in using sterile navel orange worm moths to cut down the numbers. And Davis says it's similar to how the cotton industry paid for the bollworm project.
The navel orange worm project is 100% funded by the pistachio industry.
They might not see returns on that investment for a while. This isn't something that happens overnight. But it could reduce costs long term. David Haviland is with the Integrated Pest Management Program at the University of California and says the costs of dealing with this pest right now are huge.
On every acre of almonds or pistachios in California, the growers will spend $200, $300, sometimes $400 on an acre just doing what's called mummy removal.
That means clearing out all the leftover nuts after harvest, which are prime real estate for moths to lay their eggs. And that's just one strategy of many. Farmers also use pesticides that Haviland says are expensive and a paperwork nightmare.
If the growers can use this sterile technique to actually avoid pesticide use altogether, that would be an ideal situation for both the farmer as well as for the consumer that's concerned about how their food is produced.
This climate-controlled windowless room is home to some of the bollworm moths that are left. Earl Andrus is an entomologist with a rearing facility. He pulls out a tray of 6 plastic containers, each about as big as a margarine tub.
With the pink bollworm, you get 3,000 from each one of these cells.
3,000 times 840 containers, we're standing in a room of more than 2.5 million bollworms. But that's nothing compared to what they used to produce.
At the peak, we were consistently producing well in excess of 28 million a day.
And it was more than twice what they expected. They created a really efficient system. The orange worms are proving more difficult. Andrew says they like their space.
Our production is a 25th of what it is with pink bollworm.
So it costs more to produce, and you need more of these moths to be effective. Bob Curtis is with the Almond Board of California.
The navel orange worm is a very, very strong flyer. And the question then becomes, how much area can you release into?
Until they have more answers, Curtis and some others in the nut industry aren't sold yet on the sterile release method.
There's other work in the field that needs to happen.
Ian Davis says they're sending a shipment of sterile moths to California next month.
To see how well these things disperse when you release them, how easy they are to recapture, a lot of things of that nature.
Then they'll understand better what they're up against.
One of the things the Pink Bollworm Program taught us over the years is that you don't know where or what your breakthroughs will look like until you make them.
They do know success would mean another win for farmers. For the show, I'm Annika Klein.